Now. Real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hey, I never gave you my health update. You might as well, because you're all real interested. So, I got a call last Thursday, and the hospital sent a letter to my GP. A test they had done 3 or 4 weeks ago for Lyme disease, which I thought they had did on the first day I went to the hospital, which was like 6 weeks ago. But seemingly they lost that test, or something happened to it. I got contaminated or something, and nobody repeat ordered it. Anyway, came back positive. And then when I went down to the doctor, I said, well, I don't know if I have Lyme disease or not. He said, because that can be mistaken for EBV. I've been reading up a lot about this. So he did a blood test, sent it off for EBV. The results come back today. I also have EBV. So I have Lyme disease and EBV. One is viral, one is bacterial. So now I'm on a 3-week course of antibiotics. And on top of it all, I caught a cold over the weekend. So now I have a cough and a blocked nose. I just couldn't make it. I said if I was a horse at this stage, they'd actually just shoot me and put me down. It'd be cheaper. Anyway. So, getting back to sunbeds, with the rise of the kind of tanning TikTok, there's been a resurgence, I'd say, in the popularity, especially among the Gen Zers. But what are the real risks associated with sunbed use? And should we be considering stricter regulations or even a complete ban? Health experts have long warned about the dangers of the use of sunbeds. According to Cancer Research UK, using sunbeds increases your risk of skin cancer, including melanoma, as the most serious type. The World Health Organization classes sunbeds as a group 1 carcinogen, placing them in the same category as tobacco and asbestos. Despite the warnings, a year-round tan continues to kind of draw people in, particularly girls. In Ireland, the Public Health Sunbeds Act 2014 prohibits the use of sunbeds for individuals under the age of 18 and enforces regulations on sunbed businesses, including mandatory supervision and hygiene standards. However, with the current uptick in the use of sunbeds, fueled by social media, some are questioning whether these measures are now sufficient. We want to hear from you. Is it time we just ban them outright? Maybe you use sunbeds. I don't know. If you use them, I'd like to hear from you, because I'm curious as to why you use them. Why people want a Mediterranean tan in the middle of November, when you could probably buy it in a bottle anyway. Or maybe that's not the same. Anyway, let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Alan. Alan, hi, how are you?
Hey, Niall.
I'm good. Alan, sunbeds, should we just ban them completely?
Yeah, we should ban them. They're the most destructive, disturbing instrument that's ever been invented. That you would go under a machine to burn your skin so you can look tanned is unbelievable and crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it should be regulated out of existence. It should be banned.
Well, the only regulation at the moment is you have to be over 18. That's the only real regulation.
Yeah, well, Niall, I am not a sun worshipper anyway.
No, neither would I be.
I wouldn't sit in the sun for a suntan. I go black in the sun, Niall. If I go for 20 minutes in the sun in the summer heat, I go dark bronze.
Right, okay.
But I still wouldn't let that be an attraction, because I know the dangers of suntan and breaking of the skin, and you have to do it very slowly. If you want to get a bit of vitamin D, you go out in the sun for 10 minutes and come back in.
Mm.
The sun is a nuclear reactor, and we're all going and worshipping it. And now we have object machines that are actually making people burn their skin intentionally so they can have a darker skin. And it's crazy. It should never have been invented. It's the most disgusting thing to ever come out of man's mind.
I mean, I've often wondered, by the way, what's wrong with having white skin? Do you know what I mean? AJ's at the screen,
Niall,
grinching there. She maybe thinks it's pasty. What's actually wrong with having white skin? Why aren't people happy just with the skin that they have?
Niall, in the 17th to 18th century, white skin was seen as the most extreme form of power, because darker skin was poverty and poor.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Now we have gone around full circle, and we have people who are using these machines to kill their skin and to turn it into a colour so that they can walk out with tops and shorts with showing their legs. I don't know if there's
I saw a girl about 2 weeks ago. I saw a girl, and when I say a girl, she was a woman in her 40s. But she was so dark from sunbeds, you would be forgiven. Horrible. You would be forgiven from thinking she was born on the continent of Africa. She was so dark from sunbeds. Now, she wasn't. She wasn't. She was Dublin as you can get. But she was so dark.
I saw a woman in hospital one time. I was in psychiatric unit. She walked in the hospital. And she used to do the beds every week. And she looked like she had jaundice. And it was
she was like yellow.
It was a horrible colour.
Well, that was probably out of a bottle, was it, or something?
No, she done it under her skin was not able for the sun tan.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, some people go like red, like lobsters. Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible, Niall.
Well, you're burning you. You're all right, Alan. You're burning your skin. Alan, stay there for a second because I want to go to Stacey and Martin. Stacey, hi.
Hey, Niall. How you doing?
Now, you use sunbeds.
I do. I love the sunbeds. I do. Now, I know people are going to come on here and complain and go, oh, they're bad for your skin. They're bad for that.
Well, they are. Well, they are bad for your skin. Yeah.
Yeah, but like, nothing can be better than the tan you get when you leave it. Like,
a lot can be better than the tan.
No, trust me, the confidence you get when you walk out there and everyone's be looking at you like, oh my God, she just come back from Marbella, like, and you'll be like, no, I just went on the sunbeds, like, I'm stunning, like.
Yeah, you're stunning. And do you have to be brown to be stunning?
No, you have a bit of colour. Like, I'm not saying I come out brown. I'm just saying I come out with a bit of a colour.
Like a bronze, like a bronzy colour. Bronzed up a little bit.
Yeah, like a little bronze colour. Like, you just want to see, look like, you want to look like you got sun-kissed. You know what I mean? Like, that's the word we use.
Could you not just use a bottle of cocoa brown or something like that? You know, the suntan stuff.
But it looks more natural when you hop on the bed. Like my nanny used the bed she did.
And what old is she? What old is your nanny?
Oh, she's 60, like, and she was like, I'm telling you, use the bed. She used to have them in the house and me mad. We'd be hopping in them and everything.
Oh, I remember, yeah, years ago they used to rent them out. You could have them in your house for once and then
yeah,
people would rent
them. I was so jealous when I found out about that. I was like, what am I paying, like, 30, 40 quid for, like, when you had them in the gas? Like, oh, no, I'm telling you, like, if I had them in my house, I'd be on them every day. But, you know, like, I'm on them every week. Like,
you'd go once a week?
Once a week, yeah.
And how much does that cost you, 30 or 40 quid? What is it?
30 or 40 quid, yeah. No, yeah. I'm just saying, just come out a little bit sun-kissed, but you know, like, it's perfect. Like, if they got banned, I'd be livid, I would. I'd be like, what the hell? Like, what did a sunbed ever do to you? Like,
well, there you go, Alan. She comes out feeling stunning. And, well, like, she's just back from Marbella.
Well,
Alan, I'm telling you, you never got a sunbed.
No, listen. Do you know what you're doing when you're going under a sunbed? Do you know what the skin is doing?
I'm getting lovely and tan. That's what I'm doing.
No, you're getting lovely and tan and you could get cancer from it.
But you know what? Like, that's a 50-50 chance. There's a 50-50
no,
chance.
No, do you know? What age are you?
I don't like the odds of that, to be honest with you.
Well, what age are you?
I'm 22.
Well, you're a child. You're a child and you live
she's
in a
She's not a child.
Van.
She's over. I'm sure she's over 18. She obviously
yeah, but she's still. I'm 57, so I'm an old crank. I'm an old man, and I live in an old. She lives in a fantasy land. You live in a fantasy land where you think looking brown and tanned is healthy, when in fact it's cancerous.
Yeah, sorry, Stacey. Go ahead.
It's everything you're eating every day, like. So you know what? Like, you
can't. Hang on. Like, everything in moderation. You can't compare lying in a sunbed to things that you're eating every day. Now, don't get me wrong. There are things that are considered carcinogens that we eat on a regular basis, particularly processed foods, but not to the extent of sunbeds. They're considered a group one carcinogen. They're down on the same list as tobacco and asbestos. Do you smoke?
I do. Yeah.
Okay. Well, sunbedding is just, yeah, lying in a sunbed is equally as dangerous.
Well,
but like,
Niall,
the
very nature of this discussion, Niall,
yeah.
I have a niece the same age as that girl.
Stacey, yeah.
And Stacey gets our lip fillers and our Botox.
No, I don't get the lip fillers. That's dangerous for you, that is.
That's dangerous, isn't it? Okay. That's dangerous, but the sunbed is okay.
Yeah, we see, Stacey lives in a... Like, Stacey lives in a fantasy land and she's going to pay a heavy price when she gets skin cancer.
Well, I hope she doesn't, now, in fairness.
No, I hope she doesn't as well. I'm just saying...
By the way, Stacey, do you put on sun protection when you're in those sunbeds?
Well, you have to put a little bit on, like, but if you want to get extra tan, you put a little bit of oil on, you know, like, because that gets you
oil?
Extra, Yeah. Oh my There's like a sunken soil you have, like.
That means you're practically frying yourself. You might as well jump into a defat fryer, you know what I mean?
Niall.
People used to do that years ago. They used to put tomato oil and olive oil and all sorts of oils, and that's madness. Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Don't put the olive oil, the special oil for it.
I know, but still oil.
Well, Niall, I have a sister, and in the summer of 76, remember the real hot summer we had of 76?
Don't remember particularly, but yeah, they were all hot in those days when I was a kid.
Yeah, right. And she stepped on the roof in Dolphin's Barn. In Dolphin's Barn, she got on top of the roof and she fell asleep with oil and butter and vinegar on her skin.
Oh, Jesus.
And she got 2 degree burns and her body was in a rag order.
I can imagine,
and
yeah.
She nearly died from the burns. And I say to Stacey, look up the internet and look at the pros and the cons of the dangers of what you're doing, because you're hurting your body. You don't know that now.
You do realise, Stacey, it is the main reason that people get skin cancer is exposure to sunlight.
I know, but like, it's not as bad when you're on the bed. Like,
it is equally as bad. It's the same form of light.
Stacey, are you obsessed?
Okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Martin as well. Stay there, Stacey. Martin, hi, how are you?
I'm well this evening, Niall. Good evening.
How are you? Okay, so Martin, should we ban sunbeds completely?
No.
Okay.
I mean, look, Niall, I'm not, I don't like the nanny state. I really don't. If a person is an adult, if they're over 18, and they want to go to a sunbed. Now, I'm in favour of regulation.
But we banned the use of asbestos, and that's for health reasons. So should we not ban them for health reasons?
No. Now, come on. Let's be real here. We're not talking about the same thing. People don't go around powdering themselves with asbestos. Asbestos is something that you have no control over. I have to do asbestos awareness courses because of my job. You're not talking... You're comparing apples and oranges there, okay?
Well, I'm just saying the World Health Organization has them in the same classification, a group 1 carcinogen.
No, the World Health Organization were trying to push everybody to get vaccinated. Please don't go there,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
The simple fact is, I am personally, I'm only speaking personally, I am not I'm not in favor of a nanny state. If an adult wants to go out, and I will say this should be regulated, but not banned. If a person wants to go and lie on a sunbed, that's their business. It's not up to me to tell them they can't. If you're gonna ban sunbed, ban cigarettes. Okay, it's that simple. Because
I wouldn't mind if they banned cigarettes, to be honest with you. Wouldn't bother me.
How are you doing in that regard yourself, though?
Well, to be honest with you, over the weekend, because I'm now caught a cold on top of everything else, I'm not smoking really very much at all because I can't take a pull out of a cigarette and I'm coughing like mad.
Good. But the point I'm making is, I would say if you're talking about numbers, there'll be orders of magnitude more people die from cigarette smoking.
Of course. It's a different type of cancer. When we're talking about skin cancer, skin cancer is primarily caused by exposure to the sun or sunbeds.
I know, but if you're talking about being real, And the World Health Organization and all these other people who push us around and tell us what we should be doing, if they really wanted to do things to make people healthier, there'd be all kinds of things being done. Cigarette smoking, for a start, would be banned. Okay? But the fact is, states make billions out of cigarettes, so they don't really want to do that. It's just the nanny state saying, oh, we're terrible worried about it. No, they're not. They don't give a tuppenny damn about any of us. Please. It's just another one of those talking.
So when you say regulated, what should Stacey be only allowed to do a certain amount per month or per year, calendar year or something like that?
Well, what I would say is, when I'm talking about regulation, I'm talking about I don't know what way it is at the moment, because
the only regulation is age at the moment.
Yeah, well, as I was about to say, there'd be no point in me going on a sunbed, because the only place I'd get it tan would be my face and my hands, because the rest of my body, I'm like a yeti.
The sun would never penetrate the hair.
Yeah, the ultraviolet wouldn't get through. But I'm not in favour of... Yes, I would regulate it. Now, I don't know if it's the case at the moment, but they would all have to be licensed. The people that run them would all have to be trained.
I think they are licensed.
Now, the other thing that could be done, And, you know, okay, there's a lot of logistics involved in it. But if a person wants to sign up to a particular suntan parlor, they should have like a card that they can only use so many times in a month.
Yeah.
And once you're signed up to that, just like anything else, just like anything else, it can always be done through an app where if you want to sign up, you have to have verification of your identity.
Yeah, central database.
You can't sign up to multiple.
Yeah.
Sunbed locations, you know, whatever the hell they call them, I don't know.
Tanning shops. The tanning shops.
Whatever. If they really, I'm not in favour of things like that.
Let me ask Stacey, how would you feel about being regulated? So in other words, instead of doing it every week, you're only allowed to do it once every 3 weeks.
I'd be livid, it's my choice, so I'd be like, no, because I'm deciding to go out there, like if you didn't want to use them, you don't have to use them, but I love using them, so it's my choice at the end of the day,
Well, it is your choice, but there's drugs out there that are illegal. We make them illegal because they're bad for the health generally of society. I mentioned asbestos to Martin, and Martin doesn't agree with that analogy. But other things have been made illegal or are illegal because we believe they're not good for society. I mean, it's not good for you. I mean, Stacey, there's no argument you can give me to tell me that, you know, you're doing a favour to your body because you're not.
Oh, I know that. It's just like when you go out with your friends, you don't want to look like a ghost in the pictures. And sometimes when you put that spray tan on from the bottom, it gets all streaky. You don't want to look all streaky, because that just looks bad. And everyone be like, her tan is all streaky. But when I go out, everyone just tells me how stunned I look. And that's all that matters to me at the moment.
Yeah, I know the spray tan can make your hands look dirty as well. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, Martin.
Exactly.
Yeah, Martin.
Yeah. Sorry. Look, I know people will say there's no benefit comes from it, but I would say there probably is for some people.
Stacey says it gives her self-confidence.
Exactly. If it makes people feel better, if it makes people feel more confident, you know, if it brings them a lift in their life. Now, I'm not talking about going under a sunbed and turning yourself into a piece of toast. I'm talking about, I've seen people who, I think, my God, what have you done? You know, your skin is like leather. But at the same time, I think, well, you know, it's your skin. Do what you want. But, the state have no problem with saying, well, you know, if you have a man who identifies as a woman, we can chop off your bits and do all the rest to affirm you and make you feel better. Yet, if a person wants to go on a sunbed for, I don't know how long.
No, that's equally not a good analogy, by the way, Martin. I understand the point you make, but it's equally not a good analogy. We can talk about that another time.
No, it is. Yeah. Actually, it is, Niall. It is, because what we're talking about is how a person feels afterwards and the benefit that it may bring. Now, I'm not saying
It's a personal benefit. But we'll actually stay there because I need to go into a break. Stay there, Martin and Stacey. Thank you, Alan. I'm going to come to Colin as well straight after the break. The number, by the way, is 087-188-0008. Who's right here? Stacey? Or should we be banning sunbeds? Because according to Ian Martin, let me go to Colin as well. Colin, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you, why?
Good. Colin, sunbeds, should they be banned?
No sex there. How's the farm, by?
Ah, it's all right.
Did you stub your toe off the fucking kitchen door or something recently and you're in the hospital?
No, I didn't.
You're a good idea, by. Okay. Sunbeds should be totally banned, by. They're bad for your eyes.
Okay, do me a favour. Can you keep the language down? That be okay?
Oh, sorry, boy, yeah.
Okay.
They're bad for your skin. They're bad for your eyes. And as Martin was saying there, that they should, if they're not banned, they should be, you know, restricted and kind of, you know, have a limit on them, like a lead care or something, you know?
Mm.
You're kind of tick it over by the month or something.
Right, so only have a certain amount every month?
Every month, yeah.
Mm.
And, I'm going to a stag there now.
I don't know where this conversation is going to go, Colin, but I have a funny feeling it's going to go in the wrong direction. But however, go on, tell us about your stag. I'm intrigued.
Your man's partner is going to the hen, so she wants to do the sunbeds before the hen. And we were all saying, like me and the stag guy, we're like, don't do the sunbeds. Just slap on your...
Boss tan, yeah.
Or just spend a day in the sun wherever you're going.
Well, spending a day in the sun and lying on a sunbed is equally as bad, by the way.
Sunbeds, Nine sunbeds are 15 times worse than the rays in Portugal.
Well, that's based on you lying for the same amount of time. So in other words, if you were lying for 7 hours on a sunbed beside the pool in Portugal, if you lay on a sunbed for 7 hours, you'd be burnt alive. But most people don't. They only lie in them for half an hour. Stacey, how long do you lie in your sunbed for?
I lie in my sunbed for about 10, 15 minutes.
Like. There you go. Yeah, you wouldn't do that in Portugal. You'd lie there for the whole day in Portugal. So I don't know where Colin is getting his facts there from. Yes, Colin, just humour me a bit more there. Go on.
I don't know, but like, well, to be honest, if I was in Portugal or Spain, I'd lie down probably for a half an hour.
Mm.
You know, have a beer, get the lucky man to bring me a beer or something, whatever.
Get the lucky man to bring you a beer.
The lucky man, yeah.
Well, you're not going to get your own beer, no.
I finish the beer and that'd be me done in half an hour.
Yeah.
So, Stacey's lying in the sunbed for 15 minutes. That's, you know, whatever.
15 minutes on the sunbed. I don't know what the equivalent is, but I'm sure it's not like 15 minutes in the sun. It's probably like about an hour and a half. Sorry, Stacey, what are you saying? It's like what? About an hour and a half, 2 hours in the sun, is it? I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I just know that you started off at like 1 or 2 minutes and you build it up like the amount of years you're doing it. And I'm doing it about 3 years now, so that's why I do it for 15 minutes. But you wouldn't start off in 15 minutes.
Okay. Thank you for your contribution there, Colin. It was mind blowing. Let me go to Julie. Julie, hi, how are you?
What's the crack with Colin?
I don't know.
I think he's oblivious to the whole conversation.
I don't know where Colin was going with me stubbing me toe going to hospital. And all. I don't know what he was talking about. Anyway, I didn't know where he was going to go with the conversation. Yeah, sorry.
I don't know, maybe he melted in the sun or something. I don't call them sunbeds for a start. They're called hun beds.
Hung beds?
Hun beds. H-U-N beds.
Hun
like
beds.
How you hun. They're
okay.
Hun beds.
Okay, hun beds.
I'll tell you why, because it's not like years ago when I was, say, Deb's age in school, yeah, there was ladies, like girls that went in and done the sunbeds, yeah, and that was just like the thing, like if you were going in your Deb's, you'd done a sunbed, and I understand like the whole, they are dangerous, there's no doubt about it, so I understand the restrictions part, but there is restrictions, so I don't know why you'd say like there should be restrictions, there absolutely is, like there's restrictions on everything we do in this.
Well, the main restriction is age and hygiene. There's hygiene and mandatory supervision, i.e., you know, like if Stacey went in for her 15-minute session, she's not allowed to hang around for an extra 15 minutes. There is restrictions in that sense. So there is supervisors. Well, they're meant to be watching everything.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, but there's no limit on how many times Stacey. I don't think there's a limit on how many times Stacey can go.
There's no limit on it. No, Stacey just has to know her own head. And if Stacey wants to be in there all day doing sunbeds, she's more entitled to. Like she is entitled to do that. That's her skin. That's her own body. She's entitled to do that. Like,
yeah.
Just bring a bank card with you and hope for the best, because that's the way it is. Like, you get known for nothing in this world. And
yeah, but
look,
but for I was yeah, but I was saying to Martin, Julie, for health reasons alone, should we not consider banning them because they are dangerous?
But that's common sense. Like, there's warnings on a packet of cigarettes. There's warnings on a can of fucking Tennent's. Like, do you know what I mean? But like, this is a thing. Like I know girls that go for their sunbed, and that's their thing. That's what they want to do. Say on a Sunday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They might just get a half an hour out of the house and go for a sunbed. So like, each of their own.
Yeah. Sorry, Martin. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Do you want a fun fact?
Yeah. Give me a fun fact.
Do you know where this craze for tanned bodies actually came to the fore? Do you know who's responsible for it?
I imagine. I'm going to guess that it was the Egyptians.
No.
Okay, that was a guess. Go on.
In modern times, it was Coco Chanel.
Okay.
Because when Coco Chanel was the peak of models, if you know what I mean,
right? Yeah.
on the catwalk and clothes, the whole lot. Up to that time, women, particularly high society women, as was mentioned earlier, wanted to have the fairest, most unblemished,
pale skin. Yeah.
Coco Chanel went out and she took it in entirely the opposite direction, because it was always regarded that people with tanned or brown skin, particularly Caucasians with tanned or brown skin, were of a lower class. They were working class.
That's right. That's the point Anna made. Yeah, that was the way it was.
Coco Chanel used to go out on the coast of France and what have you, and she'd sunbathe the whole lot. That's where all this started.
Like people think this is, you know, it goes way back. It doesn't. It's only.
See, I was guessing the Egyptians, the first people. Well, I mean, not to do sunbeds. Obviously, sunbeds, obviously, they didn't have sunbeds, but I mean, sun worshipping, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I mean, they did. They worshipped the sun, but I don't think they actually lay out in it. They worshipped the sun as a deity.
Mm-hmm.
But no, honestly, if anyone wants to look at it, that's where the modern.
There's everything in your little sunbed these days. Like, you don't know what you're missing. I don't personally do them, but they have little speakers. Not they have the crack in a sunbed.
Yeah, right. They are. They're great crack. Like,
now, yeah. Like Buzz Lightning for about 3 minutes or 6 minutes or 30 minutes. It's the crack.
Well, I don't think risking cancer is the crack, really, is it? That's just my view.
Look, that's your own. Look, you're going to open a can.
Just like I don't think smoking is the crack. I know I do it, but I don't think it's the crack.
No. What's the difference? Like, you walk in that door, you know the consequences. So, come on. I'm not being funny or anything, but, like, you can't, like, it's common sense, isn't
well,
it?
Well, and
so,
Stacey, what music does be playing on the speakers? Burn, baby, burn. No?
What? Louder.
In there, it's great.
what
again,
music
the most common song Niall would be Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Brown Girl. I'm trying to think, you can WhatsApp in your songs that might be. What about Brown Girl in the
Ring?
Brown Girl in the Ring. I don't know.
Sunshine on a Rainy Day.
Love it, you would.
Sorry, I wouldn't love it, Stacey. I have no interest in lying on a sunbed.
Oh, I love it, Niall.
I can't even lie in the sun. When I go away on a Mediterranean holiday or even away to Florida, whatever it is, I don't sit out in the sun. Because I turn into a lobster.
You're missing out.
I get burned. And it's like an allergy I have. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? I would do the same because I'm not into them. But I tell you, they have some parties in them, some beds. Their own little few minutes. I'm telling you, 30 minutes of a session.
What, people doing it? Like having...
It's a little bit of a break, you know? You just go in, you enjoy the experience, you lie
you
down.
Don't know.
You no, hang on. I'm interested in what Julia's talking about here now. So what do you, Julie, when you say they have a little party, right? What, people are doing the business and on the sunbeds?
Do whatever you like. That's your room. The door is closed.
All right. You and your other half, like?
Well, if you want to, I'm sure, like,
would you not break the glass? Like?
I'm not making any comments.
Are you? You sound like you might have experienced this, Julie. You might want to share with us.
No. I just know that the sunbeds are good crack. That's all. I say no more.
All right, listen, Martin, Julie and Stacey, listen, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate you joining us tonight. We got to move on. After the break, by the way, I'll be asking you about your fantasy schools. So this morning on Nobby and Lucy, because obviously Colin's away at the moment and Nobby is on, they asked if you could have or if you could have gone to any fictional school from your childhood. Which would it be? Maybe it would be Hogwarts. Or the adventure of Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters, or just the nostalgia of Bayside High. I would have went to school, of course, from Back to the Future. I'm trying to remember the name of it. What was that? I'm about to forget the bloody name of the Jesus thing. I told you earlier on, AJ, now I've forgotten. It's got out of my head. Hill Valley High. There you go. I would have gone. Then, of course, the obvious is Grange Hill, isn't it? So where would you like to go? What fictional school would you like to have gone to? Let me know. You can text or WhatsApp your answer because we will play your WhatsApp messages after the break and we play some of them.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.